That issue about reparations is interesting because, you know, they're saying in some of the historical books that I've written, that I've read, they've said that Belize, or British Honduras as it was back then, caused the greatest growth in customs duties because of the dye that was extracted from Belize and sold.
Yes.
And apparently the clothes weren't the clothes for the commoners, it was the high fashion of the day. And it would be like the Louis Vuitton of back in the day,
oh,
no?
Yes.
So there was a lot of resources extracted from
Belize. But quite apart from that, when enslavement ended.
Okay.
When you look at your own history, and look at the truck system that developed here, where people work for, not for wages, but they work almost for barter.
Okay.
All of that is part of the oppression of people of African descent.
Okay.
And other people who were enslaved or who went into a kind of debt pioneer system.
Okay.
And in those circumstances, the question is, shouldn't their descendants have received some compensation?
Yes.
Now, when emancipation came, it was the owners of the enslaved people who got compensation.
So
they got money, but the enslaved people never got any compensation.
Okay.
So our argument, and I'm chairman of the task force on reparations at the University of Cities Cape.
Okay.
I am chairman of that task force. Professor Shepherd, who I mentioned to you earlier, is the chairman of the Commission on Reparations in Jamaica.
Okay.
Yes, the commission of which I am chair is a government commission that is looking at the question of reparations.
Okay.
And Professor Hilary Beckles has just published one of the most important books on reparations, which is available right here at this conference as we speak.
Okay.
On reparations.